This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A backhoe on the tracks. That's what jolted the passengers on a train traveling from New York to Savannah, just outside Philly, and derailed, killing two construction workers and injuring more than three dozen passengers over the weekend. The collision was powerful enough to destroy the front of the engine, shatter windows, and start a fire within the train. Two additional Amtrak crashes took place yesterday in the span of 12 hours. Another one took place outside Philadelphia in Bucks County, hitting a pedestrian. And in the small town of Seminole, Illinois, a train struck a vehicle at a railroad crossing. These incidents come less than a year after an Amtrak train traveling twice the speed limit from Washington, D.C. to New York City derailed in Philadelphia, killing eight and injuring more than 200. Here to provide insight is Jim Hall, former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board from 1994 to 2001. Jim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
It seems to me, and I've, you know, ridden lots and lots of Amtrak trains, that a backhoe on the tracks seems like something unusual.
This raises concerns about the safety culture at Amtrak and if the right hand knows what the left hand's doing.
Is there a problem with federal support here? Joe Biden, who is a big champion of Amtrak, when he was in the Senate, consistently talked about how Congress would cut Amtrak's budget year after year, and he would suggest that it could have an impact on maintenance, although he never charged that.
Well, that's certainly something that will be looked at. If there is a need for additional federal appropriation and support, to bring that to the attention of Congress. Too many individuals depend on Amtrak for daily travel and their livelihood, for this not to receive the same level of attention as we give to aviation, highways, and other forms of transportation in our nation.
Is there a way to compare the rail safety record at Amtrak with the safety record in countries where rail systems are a bigger part of the national transportation matrix?
Well, it's very difficult because we don't have in many areas of the United States a dedicated track. We don't have, as you mentioned, the type of financial support that a number of national governments provide to their national rail service in other countries.
If you were a construction worker and were working anywhere near the Amtrak tracks, would you need a specific approval, voice approval, to work on those tracks during business hours when trains might actually be running?
Well, certainly you should, but we aren't utilizing technology at our grade crossings, which we've had similar accidents to this, but certainly clearance is extremely important and coordination. If this construction equipment was part of an Amtrak operation, that even raises a level of concern.
Are there prosecutions possible here, or would this all be a result of bad rules, regulations, accidents, the kind of thing that really plagues a system like Amtrak, which doesn't have the technology that you say we need?
If it appears that there was a criminal event that caused this tragedy and these deaths, then that matter would be investigated by the federal authorities, not by the NTSB. However, both are always looked at anytime you have a major rail accident like this.
Jim Hall is former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, currently the managing partner at Hall & Associates. He spoke with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Jim Hall, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.